Be seated this morning. This morning, for a little bit, for a short time, I'd like to speak to you on a subject entitled The Christian's Hope. I mean, have you ever been told there's no hope for you? Just a few of you, huh? I've never felt there's no hope. Your finance is not going right. Your marriage isn't going right. Your friendship isn't going right. So how many have ever been told there's no hope? I've never felt like there's no hope for you. Amen. Well, you know what? Alexander Pope, the great English poet, wrote, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast." So whether on the battlefield or in a sick bed, the most devastating word is, there is no hope. Amen? Some of you I could look at before you were saved, and I would think there was no hope for you. I mean, been in jail before. Your parents probably thought, your family thought there was no hope for you. When Frank first came in, not to mention names, but I thought, man, there's no hope. But look what God has done. God has changed it around, amen. It's nothing that I've done, it's nothing you've done, but it's what God has done. So now that Frank is saved, now Frank has hope. Here a while back, and I don't know why I'm on Frank this morning, he's a good man, amen. He wrote back, he lost his job. I said, Frank, what are you going to do? He said, I'll find a job, I'm not worried about it. So see, but before that, if I would ask Frank what he was going to do, I'd have got a earful. Amen? But God changes your life. God gives you hope. The only person in this world that has hope is a Christian. Amen? People go to jobs every day. Amen? And they hope for a raise. They hope for a better job. And sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. But the Christian can rest assured in his hope. Amen? I've hoped for a new car for a long time. Well, I didn't get a new one, but I got a different one. God answered my prayer. Some of you this morning are working jobs that you hope for. And because you're Christians, God answered your prayers. So there's hope in the Christian life. Just because you become a Christian, that doesn't mean it's over with. That means your life is just starting. There are people who go to work every day, man, and they're after that money, which is nothing wrong with money, but it's the love of money that causes the problem. Amen. But we go to work every day and want more money, amen. And we think if I can just make a certain amount of money, there'll be hope for me. Let me tell you something. Turn life over to God and you'll have hope. The Bible says in Hebrews 16:9 that you've anchored your soul in the hope of salvation because it's steadfast and it's sure. I don't know about you, but I've anchored my soul in Jesus Christ. I used to hope on man. I used to rely on man for jobs. I used to rely on man for job promotions. But I learned a long time ago, stop relying on man and start relying on Jesus because that's where my hope is at. Man will fail you. Man will fail you. They'll make promises to you that they can't keep. Some of you have been made promises this morning that man has not kept, amen. You made promises that you haven't kept. But there's hope in Jesus Christ this morning. Webster defines hope as the desire accompanied by expectation or belief in fulfillment, amen. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, amen. There's hope in Jesus this morning. Why? Because you have faith in Jesus. We wouldn't exist with no faith this morning. Amen? Our life would be endless without faith. That faith gives you hope this morning. Hope gives you faith this morning. You can even turn them around if you want this morning. But faith provides hope this morning. See, as long as you have faith, you're going to have hope. When the devil takes your faith away, you'll have no hope. Amen? And you don't have to hope that Jesus is going to answer your prayer. Because the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Amen. How many have been asking? Amen. Hope, keep on asking, amen, because your faith and your hope will get you through. How many are asking for something right now from the Lord? Keep asking. Because your faith will get you sure. Will get you through. It's steadfast and it's sure your hope is. Amen. Without hope, there's no need for Jesus. Amen. Hope is linked with faith because the faith is the ground of our hope. Somebody turn to 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now I can read it, but I can't see it, so I'm not going to try to read it. I got my Clark Kent glasses on this morning. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Who hasn't? Silly read it. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love this morning. I mean, so hope is linked with your faith this morning. Why? Because faith is the ground of our hope. And hope is the object of our faith this morning. Hope is eternal life this morning. There's a hope of salvation. There's a hope laid up in heaven this morning. There's a hope of resurrection from the dead. There's a hope of the gospel. Then there's the hope of his calling this morning. How many hope to be a preacher one of these days? How many hope to be a missionary one of these days? How many hope to be a teacher one of these days? How many hope to be a better Christian? How many hope to make it to heaven? Everybody should raise their hands on that one. If not, there's something wrong with you. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians that hope is good. Hope is being blessed. Hope is living. Hope is glorious. Hope is sure. Hope is steadfast. As I already said, I'll tell you again, hope is the anchor of your soul this morning. See, when you're in the ocean and you're in a boat, and you want that boat to stop, you'll stop it. But if you want that boat to stand still or the best it can, you'll throw your anchor out. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Even when you're fishing, if you're in a fishing boat, you throw the anchor out. Amen. Well, you're in Jesus Christ, you need to throw your anchor out this morning. You need to throw your anchor so deep that it sticks till it doesn't come up. Why? Because you need hope this morning. All of us, when we walk out today, I hope to have a meal this afternoon. Amen. We hope that today goes good. We hope we don't argue with our wives. We hope our husbands don't get mad at us. We hope our kids stay in line. When I called Jordan, I hope that he come to church today. Amen. But I had the faith to believe that God would answer my prayer. Even though when I called him, I thought, but God restills my hope this morning. Sometimes when I look around, I look around, I look in the mirror, I thought, there's no hope for you, dude. Amen. Better not say that. Sometimes, who said say it? Stop doing that, Ronnie. I come into church sometimes, I'm thinking, my Lord, there's no hope for us. But there's hope, amen. There's hope. I said, no matter what type of condition you get in, no matter what your situation is, there's always hope. Yes, yes. And I keep harping on this, but we're in Victory Outreach. When you're in jail, you hope to get out of jail. Never been there, but I know Tony has. When the men's home goes to court, you stand before the judge. You hope the judge sends me to the home. Amen. You know, when you go apply for that job or that application, hope you get that job. Amen. Hope I can change jobs. The Christian always has hope. Always. You may have nothing else. You may not have a dollar to your name. But you got hope. If you got hope, you got faith. You know, I hope to be. Why do we have hope this morning? We have hope because he is a God of hope. Romans 15, 13 tells you, I just read it to you, amen. Hope is confirmed by an oath in Hebrews 6, 17 through 19. Talks about the being steadfast. Talks about being sure. Talks about being the anchor of the soul, amen. Hope finally was given through God's grace, amen. Without Jesus died on the cross, we'd have no hope. Can you imagine a world without hope? Can you imagine yourself being with no hope? I'm sure that when you've been doing your dumpster diving routines back in the day, that you figure there's no hope for you. But praise God, God got a hold of you. He changed your life. He changed your attitude. He changed the way you did things. Now there's hope for you. When Clee first come to the home, he was doing good. I'm talking back then. And then he got in trouble again. Then he went away for a while. He went on a state-sponsored vacation. He went away for a while. Then he come back. Called me on the phone one morning at 8:30. Said, Pastor Keith, you do this? I said, no, I don't. I hadn't forgot about him, but he was the last person I expected to hear from because I had no hope for him. Hallelujah. I thought, oh, this dude just one of those dudes, you know what I mean? You know? But he came back, and like he said the other night, he's sticking to the stuff. You know? He brought the word the other night. Now I see hope in Cleve. Amen. I see hope in Cleve. Because I see what God is doing in his life. It's nothing I've done, but again, it's what God is doing. God is changing this morning. God has changed my attitude toward Cleve because now I see hope again. I see change. See, when you see a person change, you realize, hey, there's hope for this guy. It's when people don't change is when you don't see the hope. Each man in a home, if their life has changed, we should have hope in them. Yes. Not only faith, but hope. Why? Because hope is the anchor of our soul along with faith, amen. Each person in his church, if your life has changed, there's hope for you. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And again, without Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Who can have hope this morning? All born again Christians can't hope. If you don't know the Lord this morning, you don't have any real hope. You got a phony hope. You got a make-believe hope. You got a hope that's never going to come to pass this morning if you don't know the Lord this morning, amen. So who can have hope? The Christian has hope, amen. Those who are in Christ are baptized in Christ. He puts hope into you. Christ lives in the Christian this morning. Amen. How many got Christ living in your body this morning? How many cannot make it without Christ this morning? How many tried to make it without Christ? Amen. See, when you try to make it without Christ, there's no hope for you. You say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Everybody's been a sinner. I don't care who you are. You've been a sinner. Amen. I don't care how strong of a Christian you are now. You know, one time you were a sinner until Jesus came into your life and saved your soul. And that didn't happen until you asked him. He doesn't say, well, if you're walking down the street today, I'm going to save your soul. Bible says you have to confess your sins. The Bible says your mind has to be remade over. Your heart has to be changed. Amen. And when that happens to you, there's hope for you. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Yes. Do you have hope this morning? Yes. We're justified by our faith this morning through hope this morning. If you have hope, what must you do this morning? Number one, you must purify yourself. You must rejoice in the hope. I'm going to rejoice this morning in hope that you have the future ahead of you. You know what? Let me tell you something I've learned a long time ago. When you get saved, your life is just starting. I mean, you're going to go through troubles, don't get me wrong. You're going to have trials, you're going to have tests. The road, the tulips are going to melt on your feet. The flowers are going to be tore down. They're going to die. But there's always hope in Jesus Christ. That's why he can raise those tulips. He can help you tiptoe through the tulips, as I like to say. Or you can run through the tulips. Amen. But when you're saved, you got hope this morning. Remain steadfast in your hope. In other words, don't give up. Christians like to give up. Amen? If we don't get the money that we need, first thing we do is we blame it on God. Amen? If we don't get the house that we want, we blame it on God. If we don't have the car that we want, sometimes we blame it on God. If we get in an argument with a family or a wife or a spouse, we blame it on God sometimes, when sometimes it's nobody but you. I'm doing the preaching. But there's hope in Jesus Christ this morning. I hope by the end of the year to be running 200 people. Some of you have families big enough by yourselves to bring 100 people. What you waiting on? I'm just hoping that you get the drift this morning. I'm hoping this morning that God speaks to you instead of, well, I shouldn't say instead of, but as you're witnessing to the stranger, that you start witnessing to your family members that need to be saved and get them into church. Amen. I mean, I have enough faith to believe that we can do that. Amen. See, I'm in my mind, I'm going to reserve one section for the Torres family.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He'll be the first one in the first row. Amen. When I first met Tony, 19 years ago, but man, there's no hope for this dude. He'd get saved and get mad and backslide. And his wife would call me, said, "He's at it again."
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I mean, I was getting calls once a week. And I'd meet him at Denny's or someplace, say, "Get yourself back in line, dude." You know. I thought, man, there's no hope for this guy. I was ready to give up. I was tired of getting phone calls from his wife. Then I got to the point where his kids threatened to call me. His girls were going to call me because he wasn't living life. Look what God has done. Amen. Now the only kind of calls I get are good calls. And everybody likes to get good calls. Amen. Amen. So I can go through the list if I wanted to this morning and explain. Chewy, might as well pick on him for a little bit. Went through worship leader after worship leader. Finally got down to the point where Chewy was the last one I could try. Chewy's playing the congas. I said, "Chewy, brother, you're it by default." And I put him up here. Didn't know what else to do. Had nobody else at the time. Put him up here. Thought, oh, man. Watching the first couple months, no hope. I made another mistake. No hope. But look what God has done. You may not realize this. And Chewy's one of the better worship leaders around. So I'm telling you, if God can take Tony Torres and Jesus Garcia and do something and change and do something with him, he can do something in you. All these guys that were drug addicts and alkies and whatever else they call themselves. But look what God is doing.
Amen.
He can change your life this morning. If you want your life changed this morning, then you need to know Jesus this morning. Why? Because he gives you hope. He gives you hope that's eternal. He gives you hope that you can sit around with, amen, knowing that your faith is in Jesus Christ. I said he gives you hope this morning.
Yeah.
The devil doesn't give you hope. The devil gives you nothing but trouble. In fact, I better not say that either. The devil gives you nothing but H-E-double-L. That's where you're going to go if you're not saved. You're not going to Bakersfield, believe me. Even though it gets hot in Bakersfield. Or you're not going to wherever it gets hot, amen. But unless you change your life, you're on your way to hell. There's no hope in hell. The Bible says that you'll burn for eternity. The Bible says it'll be hotter than you've ever been before. It'll be seven times hotter, in fact. So if you think it gets hot in your house, hell's seven times hotter. So if you want to burn, then burn, baby, burn. But there's hope in Jesus this morning. You know, here a while back, Ted Williams died, a baseball player. And I don't know what the right word is, but they froze his head or something. Wouldn't him come back to life. Going to bring him back to life when science permitted it. I got news for you, honey. Once you're dead, you're dead. Amen. They hope to bring him back alive. But I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus comes, you don't have to hope for eternal life. You're going to have eternal life. So God has given hope of eternal life to those who live faithful in Jesus, who has faith this morning. Hope is like a gleaming taper's light. It adorns and cheers our way, and still as dark grows the night, emits a brighter ray. Talking about hope this morning, amen. So let us never give up hope this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Have faith, but never give up hope. We all have hope this morning. We need to keep it, amen. Would you stand with me this morning?